Week 11, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Listen, my people, I will speak. I am God, your God. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 4. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, after Ehud died. And the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Haroseth Hagohim. Then the people of Israel cried to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and oppressed the people of Israel cruelly for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel, in the hill country of Ephraim. And the people of Israel came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kedesh, in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, gather your men at Mount Tabor, taking 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. And I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the river Kishon, with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead you to glory. For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 men went up at his heels, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite had separated from the Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far away as the oak of Za'anamim, which is near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera called out all his chariots, 900 chariots of iron, and all the men who were with him, from Harosheth Hagoyim to the river Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hand. Does not the Lord go out before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army before Barak at the edge of the sword. And Sisera alighted from his chariot and fled away on foot. And Barak pursued the chariots and the army of Harosheth Hagoyim, and all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. Not a man was left. But Sisera fled away on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael came out to meet Sisera, and he said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me, have no fear." So he turned aside to her in the tent, and she covered him with a rug. And he said to her, "Pray, give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a skin of milk and gave him a drink and covered him. And he said to her, "Stand at the door of the tent, and if any man comes and asks you, 'Is anyone here?' say, No. But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and drove the peg into his temple, till it went down into the ground, as he was lying fast asleep from weariness. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael went out to meet him, and he said to him, Come, and I will show you the man whom you are seeking. So he went into her tent, and there lay Sisera dead, with the tent peg in his temple. So on that day God subdued Jabin the king of Canaan before the people of Israel. And the hand of the people of Israel bore harder and harder on Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. A responsory from 1 Corinthians. God chose what the world considers weak in order to bring down powerful men. This means that pride had no place in God's presence. His power is strongest when we are weak. God chose what the world counts as nothing. He uses it to overthrow the existing order. His power is strongest when we are weak. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. Before all else, the teacher of peace and of unity would not have us pray on our own and in a private manner, in such a way that each prays only for himself. We do not say, My Father who art in heaven, or give me this day my bread. Each person does not ask that his own sins only be forgiven, nor does he request for himself alone that he be not led into temptation, and that he be delivered from evil. Our prayer is public and for all. And when we pray not for a single person, but for the whole people, because we are all one. The God of peace, the teacher of harmony, who taught unity, willed that each one should pray for all, according as he carried us all in himself alone. The three youths, enclosed in the furnace, observed this law of prayer when they spoke together in prayer and were at one in spirit. Sacred Scripture bears witness to this, and by instructing us how such men prayed, it provides us with an example which we should imitate in our prayers in order to become like them. It says, Then the three, as with one mouth, sang a hymn and blessed God. They spoke as with one mouth, even though Christ had not yet taught them to pray. And so, as they prayed, their words were effecting and obtaining for them what they asked, because such a harmonious, simple, and sincere prayer won over the Lord. We find the apostles also prayed in the same manner after the ascension of the Lord. With one accord, they devoted themselves to prayer with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. They continued with one accord in prayer, making clear both by the urgency and harmony of their prayer that God, who makes men to dwell in concord in a house, admits only those who pray with one accord into the divine and eternal house. What deep mysteries, my dearest brothers, are contained in the Lord's Prayer! How many and great they are! They are expressed in a few words, but they are rich in spiritual power, so that nothing is left out. Every petition and prayer we have to make is included. It is a compendium of heavenly doctrine. This is how you must pray, the Lord says. Our Father, who art in heaven. The new man, who has been reborn and restored to his God through grace, says Father at the beginning, because he is already beginning to be a son. Scripture tells us, He came among his own, and his own did not receive him. To all who did receive him, he gave power to become sons of God, to those who believe in his name. Therefore, whoever has believed in his name and has been made a son of God should begin from this point to give thanks and to profess himself a son of God by calling God his Father in heaven. Responsory. I will proclaim your renown to my brethren. Where your people gather, I will join in singing your praise. I will give you thanks, O Lord, for all the world to hear. I will sing your praises among the pagans. Where your people gather, I will join in singing your praise. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.